Well, you know, it's going to be a very emotional and a wonderful historical moment for us to go back to the stadium. As you know, in 2009, we were removed whilst they were building this, the stadium for the World Cup 2010. And we were promised to return, you know, once things were built. However, that did not happen. And then about 12 years later, 2019, in December, we returned for about a few weeks. And then we were told, no, we're not allowed to be there. Now, the city did go through the entire process of, you know, having the training plan gazetted, and it was approved. But afterwards, it was indicated that, you know, when there are events, it's going to be, it's not going to be like user-friendly, etc. So we never stopped. We, as the organization, the Cape Town Stadium Market Organization that we were called those years when we, you know, formalized ourselves, we continued every single year to request our return, which was our right to trade. But it was delayed and delayed until that time. And then it was totally taken away. Then we went to an area that was not conducive, and we refused to be in that area. We then went to Legal Resource Center, and, you know, we indicated that this is not just, it's not fair, and that we should have the right to return. As you know, Greenpoint Market has been historically there for years and years, decades. I still have the lease agreement of our organization in the 90s, you know. So now, ultimately, finally, we have been given a foot into the door. Although it is not a permanent one, it is not every Sunday. It's certain Sundays when there are no events. So alhamdulillah for that, I think it is a great breakthrough that we've had, that we've never given up on going back to Greenpoint. As you know, unemployment is so high, and this is going to be an economic opportunity for those who are unemployed, who do not have jobs. So we are preparing to open up on the 11th of May, on that Sunday, exactly 1 month from today.
Seems exciting. What, in a broader sense, though, there's been conversations between yourself and the city across the board on various spaces and places across the mother city. Various issues have been raised. How have you found, you know, the discussions and the relationship between yourselves and the city? Are things improving? Are they more open to hearing you out? Or are you still experiencing some of the same challenges?
Well, we are experiencing challenges, but I think the fact that we coordinated ourselves into, you know, the Cape Town Informal Traders Forum, the CPITF, where every organization within the broader city of Cape Town are aligned to a united forum. And I think the city, over the last few years, is engaging with us on a quarterly basis. We have meetings with Lance Whalen. They are open to suggestions. They're open to new ideas and that. And we're currently discussing the self-management of markets, because for years we've had lease agreements. We still have that on the Grand Parade. And in Greenpoint, we've always had it. But now they're going to issue us a permit. But the doors are not closed for that self-management, of course, which we will be pushing for in the future. We have an open-door policy with the city, but it takes a very long time, you know, for decisions to be taken. If you think that we've been off that stadium, besides a few weeks we were there, 15 years we have waited to return. But alhamdulillah, our organization has not given up hope, and we have continued. And with the qudrat of Allah, I think we have succeeded so far. And we are calling upon the community to be there for us, to support us, to make this dream come true and a reality again.
Mm. That was actually going to be my next question, and some encouragement then to our listeners, that when the tradings, the operations do then commence in May, that they actually come out and they come and support those informal traders.
Absolutely. That is one of our biggest dreams that we have. And we don't really have advertising from the city and that. So everything we have to do on our own. But we know that traders like you and others are always willing to listen to us and to help us with our advertising and mobilizing. And also, especially for informal traders that's out there or starting up, or the youth who are coming up with unique, you know, products and that, please contact us so that maybe we can engage you with an opportunity.
Mm. Rashida Miller, the president of the South African Informal Traders Alliance, shukran, and thank you so much for your time this morning.